Thanks, Walt. You know, at the end of the service today, we have 25th anniversary commemoration stones, and there'll be one of these for each household. And there's a reason we're giving these out. See, when you get your stone, we want you to take it, put it in a place where you'll see it often, pick it up, hold it, look at it, because this is intended to be a reminder of what God has done so that we would worship him. You see, we need reminders in life. We're forgetful people. We get distracted with what's going on or the latest problem of the day, whatever it might be, and we need reminders. And our hope is that this would be a reminder to you that God is faithful. Stones are used a lot in the Bible. In the Old Testament, there are many stories about people using stones to remember what God has done. In the book of Genesis, when some of the great patriarchs had significant encounters with God, then again, if you think about it, any encounter with God has to be significant. But when it was said in the scriptures, they would take stones and make an altar to worship God. Abraham, when God gave him a sneak peek, a glimpse of the promised land, took stones and built an altar and worshiped God. Later on, Abraham, when his son Isaac was spared, took stones and built an altar to worship God and remember all that he had done. Later on in the Bible, the Israelites won a huge victory over the Philistines. And the great prophet and leader Samuel built a stone monument, which he called Ebenezer. And it was the rallying cry for the nation of Israel. Thus far, God has led us. He's faithful. We can trust him for everything. And I want to turn to another story about stones and remembering what God has done. In the book of Joshua, chapter 4, you can turn ahead there if you would like, if you have your Bibles. In Joshua, chapter 4, the Israelites, God's people, have just spent 40 years wandering around in the wilderness. A trip that really should have taken maybe a couple months at the most ended up being 40 years because they had a lot to learn. But God took them across the Jordan River, and he gave them this command in Joshua chapter 4, and I'll just be starting in verse 1. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing, and carry them over with you and put them down at the place you're going to stay tonight." This is a big deal. They were going to get 12 big stones and make a monument. Later on in the chapter, picking up in verse 20, it says this, "And Joshua set up at Gilgal the 12 stones they'd taken out of the Jordan. And he said to the Israelites, 'In the future, when your descendants ask their parents, what do these stones mean? Tell them, Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you until you had crossed over. The Lord your God did to the Jordan what he had done to the Red Sea when he dried it up before us until he had crossed over. He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful and so that you might always fear the Lord.'" I love the way that's stated there. What's that pile of rocks for? What are they there for? It's there so that when your future people, your descendants, ask their parents, what are they there for? You can say, we have this reminder that God is faithful. He delivers on all of his promises. And so we have these stones as part of our story here at Cedar Run. It's a story that we believe that God is writing, and he's invited us to participate in his story. That's incredible when you think about it. So when you have your stone, one for each household, put it in a place where you see it often, where you can pick it up and be reminded that God is faithful. You see, these stones remind us of God's faithfulness in the past so that we can trust him in the future. We look back on the past not just for nostalgia's sake, not just because we're history buffs, But we need reminders that, yep, God is faithful. He always delivers. Because of that, we can carry on with what he's called us to do. God didn't call the Israelites to cross the Jordan and stop. He said, cross the Jordan. That's a huge milestone. But then I'm sending you out to take the land. And today, he said, Cedar Run, I've taken you 25 years, but there's so much more I want to do through you. There's a world out there that needs to hear of Jesus. And Cedar Run, I want you to know that I've been faithful in the past and I'm going to be faithful in the future. You can trust me with everything. So when you think of these stones, God is faithful in the past so we can have faith in him for the future. When our building was put up, we used stones, these tiles. Many of you were here at the dedication service, and you wrote down verses and prayers and praises. And we have a bunch of them hanging on the walls out here in the hallway here, and I encourage you to look back on them. Because this was a dream when people were writing on these. And here we are in this building. These are reminders that God is faithful. We can trust him with everything. You know, in the Bible, God also likens his people, us, to stones in this fantastic temple that he is building. Each of us is a block that God has included in his project. Isn't that amazing? God invites us to be a part of his work. Us, people. You just heard from Brian Mason a few minutes ago. He is one of the stones that God has taken from Cedar Run and says, I want you to build in my project over here in Kansas City. And he's calling all of us to participate in his building project. God is faithful. We look at the past so we can see that we can trust him then, and so we can be faithful. We can have faith in him in the future. So I want you to take these stones, when you get them, as you go out from here, put them in a place where you'll see them. Remember that God is faithful, that he has taken us 25 years and we believe he has much more to do in us and through us. It's a great thing to be part of his story. And as we're on this journey together, may the cry of our hearts echo what it says in Psalm 115. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness. We want you to take a look back with us now at some of the stones, some of the things that God has done. Because remember, he is faithful. He wants us to look back at his faithfulness so we can trust him in the future.